You're listening to SBS News.
The Regional Australia Institute says there are currently more than 44,600 job vacancies in regional Australia that are proving hard to fill. Chronic labour shortages have affected some regional areas, resulting in population decline and the closure of businesses. The town of Rapunyup is located about 300 kilometres northwest of Melbourne. With a population of 500, agriculture underpins industry in the area, which is rapidly changing due to advances in technology. David Matthews is the director at Bendigo and Adelaide Bank and is also a third-generation farmer in the town. He says it's been difficult for the town to attract skilled workers.
There still are jobs in the transport industry, so logistics and transport. So you get jobs like that in factories and in the road transport industry. But interestingly, there's high demand now in crop production, so agronomists, people with the skills to understand how to produce high-yielding crops. The technology that's agriculture, so we no longer drive our harvesters or our tractors. We sit there and look at a screen. Everything's running off GPS systems, accuracy of 2 centimetres. So you need the technicians and the operators that can manage that equipment and can service that equipment. And finding that's been terribly hard.
Government statistics show between 2017 and 2018, of the more than 111,000 skilled migrants who arrived in Australia, just over 6,000 were part of the regional-sponsored migration scheme, a 39% decrease from the 2016 to 2017 period. A 2018 study by Central Queensland University looked at the factors keeping migrants from moving to the regions, suggesting limited services, social isolation, and a lack of opportunities to connect with people of a similar background were part of the problem. The Regional Australia Institute is a policy institute devoted to issues concerning regional Australia. RAI has produced a national 7-step toolkit to help regional communities attract migrant workers. Amanda Barwick is Editor-in-Chief at the Institute.
When a migrant and their family move to a regional community, they have to feel welcome when they arrive. And that's why in the toolkit we suggest that when a community is looking to do this, that a committee is set up to follow them the process through. When a migrant family comes to a regional town and they're not made part of the community, we find that they feel isolated and tend to leave. So if you can make sure that your community gets in, you have the support of your community, they understand what's going on, and when your migrants arrive, that you make them feel welcome, we find that they tend to stay.
It's not only social isolation that is failing to attract migrants. Infrastructure is an issue too. Mr. Matthews has successfully sponsored a small group of migrant workers, mainly from Colombia, to work on his farm. He says there are now 10 migrants living in the town and others from South America wanting to migrate to fill job vacancies. But Mr. Matthews says a lack of suitable housing is keeping them away, prompting the community to set up Building Rapunyup, an initiative that funds housing projects in the town.
I initially thought that the priority were jobs and houses. Now I believe the priority is houses. We have another 4 families who would move to Rapunyup today if we had suitable housing for them. So our focus now is going to developing affordable housing. We need to assist them into housing. Often they can't get it alone. But we have a program going called Building Rapunyup, where we've contributed funds into to develop housing stock. And when a new arrival comes, they have a house to rent, and then we make that a house available to them to buy. So we help them into housing, and we think that's the glue that will make them feel like they're part of the community.
Emmanuel Masoni arrived in Australia as a refugee from Rwanda and has worked closely with the RAI and the Scanlon Foundation to co-develop the toolkit. He consulted with various migrant and refugee groups in the large cities to find out what the obstacles to moving to a regional town were. He also consulted with various regional communities to help them better understand how to make their towns more attractive to migrants and refugees.
If you are just an individual, you can work as a community champion and support. If you come from a background of businesses, there are many businesses who have attracted the migrants to come, and they've formed the bigger communities. So for everyone in Australia, you know, there is no excuse. Everyone can support and help their communities to welcome migrants.
Tammy Wolfs is the CEO of the Settlement Council of Australia. She says if the government and regional communities want to encourage people to stay in regional areas, they need to do more to make this happen. She supports any resource that makes the process easier for both migrants and communities.
There have been some mixed results from regional settlement, but where it's worked, there have been all of those elements. So you've got a welcoming community, you've got jobs, you've got infrastructure and services that are going to offer support to migrants. And we know that at the same time, others that have been encouraged to settle in regional and rural locations have returned to urban centres if they've not been able to find work or if they've missed the social supports of families and communities that they might have had before they left those urban centres.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.